and I'm in a relationship that's full of attack and judgment, then that is not a true relationship. That is a false relationship in light of my goal. That's not a real relationship, because my goal is for us to have peace and joining with each other, and what I'm experiencing is something opposite to that, so that makes it false. So what makes it false is whether or not it's helping you meet your goal from a course perspective. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of what we learned, but in terms of what it's teaching. You know, what's true and what's real is what's helping me achieve what I want. What's not helpful, what's not true, is what is delaying me and blocking me from reaching my goal. So if you meet people all the time and say, I want to have love, I want to have peace, I want to have joy, I want to have prosperity, but then all the things that they concentrate on are all the things that's just the opposite of what they just said they want. So they're really focusing in on what's false, mm-hmm. and not doing what's true. What's true would be what would be helping them meet their goal. That's what's true. Mm-hmm. So one of the depressing things about studying the course, among many, is that when you read the course, you become aware of how insane you are.
Yeah.
Up until that point, you were able to give yourself some form of semblance of joy by being in denial about how crazy you are. Okay. So I was able to feel pretty good because I did denial so good. But then you don't want to get a person out of denial unless you're going to give them something that's helpful. Getting a person out of denial and just leaving them freaked out is not a helpful thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're going to wake me up to who I really am, or wake me up to the fact that I'm making errors and mistakes and that I'm doing insane things, by all means, show me how to get out of it. Because some people, if it wasn't for denial, they wouldn't have any joy. All of their joy comes from denying that they're in a miserable relationship, denying that they're in a miserable job, denying, you know what I'm saying, denying that they don't like the way that they feel right now, pretending that they love something that they don't love, claiming that they're more kind than they actually are, you know. So when you get them out of denial, they get depressed because their face of innocence was where all their peace came from. So when you get revealed to you just how it's your own insanity that's blocking your joy, it's really important to be constantly being taught how loving you are and how loved you are beyond the insanity that you express.
Okay.
You see what I mean? That's why the Course keeps saying, you're loved unconditionally. There's nothing you can do to lose the love of God. There's a reality behind your ego and everything you think your ego is doing to you. No matter what's going on with your fear, there's a love on the other side. Because if we weren't being constantly reminded that there was something beyond what we do to ourselves, the Course says we would want to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
He says some people, when they start really getting the truth, that they get so depressed they want to kill themselves.
I can see that.
Can you? Of course.
Yeah,
can you see it?
You know I
yeah.
can see that.
And I know a lot of people in the class are really hearing the course, because it's a lot of people in the class that's getting depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Listen and practice.
Especially when you listen and don't practice.
Experience
yeah.
for a year.
Yeah. If you come and you listen to a truth that you never apply, then your ego will use that truth against you. Mm-hmm. So if you just come and if you just read books and you never do what they say, you would be better off if you never read the books. That's why sometimes it seems like the people who don't study the truth are happier than the people who do.
And we lock them up and call them crazy.
And we lock them up and call them crazy. Because they are actually in denial about what they're doing to themselves. Now, they constantly got stuff happening to them that they don't understand, they're getting upset about. And they blame somebody else, and they feel pretty good about that because they say it's not me, it's you anyway. So they get a chance to project and blame, not take any responsibility. So it gives them the illusion of peace, because it really does look like it's your fault. So it seems like it's a very reasonable assumption. I'm upset. You did something. You made me upset. Makes sense. The Course says that a true student goes beyond the so-called obviousness of that. A true student goes beyond, it looks like I'm a victim of what happened to me. So that when I'm working with students of the Course, and they start to get disoriented, confused, that's why, again, watch the patterns if you've been coming here for a while. It always grows. And then it goes blah, 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 blah. Right? And then it goes blah, 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 blah. And they go, blah, blah, blah. I've been doing it 25 years and it's done that for 25 years. That's why it's always funny when people say, boy, you don't have to get a bigger face. I said, just wait. Because one of the advantages of it coming through me clearly is that people hear it, and when they hear it, they have to make a decision, consciously or subconsciously, as to whether or not they're going to really change their mind or not. Mm-hmm. And that means taking a good hard look at yourself. It means doing very serious, sincere work on yourself. And let's face it, you all, we live in the McDonald's generation. We want everything quick. We want Mac truth. We want everything to change just like that. And that's the American work. Wait, you know, it's to the point now that a minute is too long in a microwave for me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, like, you remember when it used to take an hour, you'd be like, you know, now it's 40 seconds for that whole steak to cook. I can't take it, you know. You know, that's what we do. We want it faster. And then the course says something like, you can have it in an instant. And then it makes us mad. It makes you so mad. What do you mean I can have it in an instant? Well, why don't I have it in an instant? Well, every situation do you set a goal before you walk in the room? And do you see that as an opportunity to act out the goal? And do you focus on everything that helps you meet the goal? Do you overlook everything that doesn't help you meet the goal? No.
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 No. Don't have that much time.
No, I don't have time for that. Yeah, that's I want some Mac truth. So then the course says the people who come are sent. So I also know that everyone that comes to the class are sent. And not only are they sent, Jesus told me that in the book, he says that those people are sent to you because the way you are is best for them in view of their level of understanding your level. So I know that everybody that comes in this room is ready for me the way I am.
Yes.
And then my responsibility is to be authentic and to be the way I am.
Yes.
And you come to me because I need you the way you are for me to grow. So I need you to be you. Just as much as you need me to be me. And you came because God sent you and not because of my charisma or anything about my personality. Even though the ego would like to feel that. You know, the ego would like to feel, well, it's because I'm dynamic. That's why people come. You know, I can't tell you how many people come up to me and hug me and say this is the best thing they ever had. It helped them out more than anything else. In the words of what they've been looking for all their life, and I never see them again. It happens every class. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying to you that one of the things that you have to learn on this path is that you love completely in the now, right now, and you have to be at all times ready to love and release. Love and release. Love and release. Because if you wait to love, then you miss an opportunity to have it right now, because it's not guaranteed that person is going to be around tomorrow for you to get that love you're going to give them next week. They might not be around next week. Not necessarily from a death standpoint, but just from the way things work. So when I'm with you, I'm 100% here with you. And then if you never come back, then I'm wishing you peace and love wherever you happen to be, because I know that's where God is sending you next.
Wow.
You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. See, that would give me peace in relationships. See, every time you apply the truth, you have more peace. But the ego is about lack, right? So it wants to grow.